insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to again and another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون.
We arrived at verse 121, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those to whom we have given the book, follow it as it ought to be followed, they have faith in it. As for those who defy it, it is they who are the losers. This verse is actually related to the previous verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet, you shouldn't do things to try to please the Christians and the Jews. First of all, they will not be pleased. And secondly, doing so and trying to please them by changing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given as guidance and not following what God's guidance is, but following what they have got to say, this is a very dangerous thing and it's very wrong, and God can only help you out of that. It's a very dangerous thing. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Christians and Jews that will accept the message. Don't try to please them. The ones that are ready to accept the religion are going to be accepting it. Who are they? It says, those to whom we have given the book, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. They follow it as it ought to be followed. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. They have faith in it. This is a very, again, very important point that we need to make. And it's a universal point. It's not just applying to the time of the Prophet. It says the people who have been given the book, the people that believe in the previous religions, Christians and Jews, the ones that follow the book that has been revealed to it, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, they recite it. Not only do they recite it, but they actually are trying to follow it. It says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. They believe in it. They are going to be believing in your message as well. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, first of all, says that they were going to be believing in it. What is it? It ends up being and believing in the true message, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the holy book of Islam, the Holy Quran. So basically it says, those who follow their book, the right way, حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, the way it ought to be followed, they are going to be believing in the true faith as well. This is a very important point. There were people that were adjusting the books of divine religions to their taste. Then there were people that we're actually following the divine books with faith in it and with sincerity. Now, obviously, these books at the time of the Prophet, they had been altered, okay? But not everyone was involved and not everyone was responsible for that alteration. Not everyone knew which part of it is altered and which part of it is not. So they were following these books, but with sincerity and as worship to God. That's the intention they had, and those were the guidelines that they were following, and that's what they believed in. Says the people that are like that, they will be guided to the right path. They will become Muslims. This is very important, brothers and sisters, that not all Christians and Jews, not all disbelievers are going to be the same. This is what we find in many different cases or many different areas and verses of the Holy Quran. Okay, there's actually a verse that says, لَيْسُوا سَوَا, they're not the same. مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ, there's some of them, they're actually worshippers, they get up at night, they worship, they shed tears in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are like that, they are ready to accept. They are actually on the right path in the sense that they are trying their best and whatever the means they have of guidance, they are following that. Such people, when the true guidance comes to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually sent down from beginning to the end, from cover to cover, the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Holy Prophet, they will see that that is the reality and that is the truth. Their hearts are open. As soon as they hear the verses, they're going to be accepting it. We see that in the Western countries as well, and all over the world, that people who have followed the guidance that they've had, once the message of Islam reaches them, they're very open to accepting, and they accept it very clearly and without even wanting or asking for any reason. Sometimes some people have been very surprised, and they've actually thought that people are, you know, maybe they're not accepting the religion for the right reasons. Maybe, you know, there's other reasons why they're accepting the religion. Maybe a marriage, maybe this, maybe that. Other motivations, not actual guidance. And the reason behind that is it's difficult for them to see that someone, by just hearing some of the simple concepts that we have in Islam, talking about some of the spiritual aspects, you know, very simple stuff, or some of the ethics of Islam, or some of the practices about worships, about the other laws that we have in Islam, or about the beliefs of Islam, very simple issues, okay, it's hard to believe that someone just hearing them is going to be accepting the religion. But that should not be something hard to accept. For someone that has been on the path of worshiping God and doing what they know is right, believing in what guidance has reached them, for such a person it's very easy because their heart is completely open. They notice and they identify truth as soon as they hear it. This is something that the Holy Quran tells us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have different Christians and Jews. You have different non-Muslims. Some of them, they're going to be getting on to you and saying, no, this is not right and that is not right. You're facing our Qibla. When the Qibla changes, then they start making up some other excuse. You shouldn't try to please them. That's the way they are going to be. You can't change them. As the verse prior to that, 119, had said that these are people that are going to be going to hell. And they've already decided that. They've closed the eyes of their hearts and the ears of their hearts. But there's other ones that they read the same books that the rest of the Christians and Jews are doing. They're praying in the same direction. They have the same beliefs, that some of which are flawed, and some of the practices are, again, not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are following the same thing, but they're following it in the right way with sincerity. They're trying to do it as a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those type people, when they hear the true message of Islam, they will believe in it. But وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, those who defy reading and following their book, the Christians and the Jews, they are considered Christians and Jews, but they're not practicing their book the way they should be. They don't have that sincerity. They're not practicing it as guidance. They're just doing it because of social influence, because of the status that they have in their societies and communities that they don't want to lose. Those type of people, they are going to be the losers, as the verse says. As for those who defy it, it is they who are the losers. Now verse 122 and 123, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats what was said in verses 47 and 48, that Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. O children of Israel, remember my blessings which I bestowed upon you, and that I gave you an advantage over all nations. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. And beware of the day when no soul shall compensate for another, neither shall any ransom be accepted from it, nor shall any intercession benefit it, nor will they be helped. These two verses are the end of the of this chapter of this surah. Okay, this section or this part of the surah that began with those same verses is coming to an end, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the Jews primarily, then got into the issues of the Christians as well to a certain extent, and reminding of their history and points of that time, and also points contemporary to the Prophet's time. Here it brings that to a close.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون.
The explanation that we gave for these verses is, we've already explained them in verses 47 and 48, especially the issue of shafa'ah was a long discussion that we had. For those who are interested in knowing that, should refer to the archives of those verses, inshallah. So the next verse that we'll be discussing is going to be verse 124, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.